Continuous country favorites on 102.7 KORD. Carrie Underwood there, and Jesus Take the Wheel.
There's actually a couple ways you can actually pronounce that, you know, or put the inflection in the right place, and it would be Jesus Take the Wheel.
Or Jesus.
Jesus Take the Wheel. Hey, morning, everybody. It is Faith and Bear in the Morning Brew here, and on the phone with us this morning, a very funny guy coming to Tri-Cities, and he's stuck in the airport in beautiful Salt Lake City.
How funny is that?
It's hilarious, Trey. Thank you. By the way, I'm from Los Angeles. It would be Jesus Take the Wheel.
Jesus Take the Wheel.
Hey, and at least you're not stuck at the airport in L.A. That's even worse.
Well, that's where I live, so thank you for bringing that up, Faith.
On the phone with us, ladies and gentlemen, this is Bob Zaney, of course, a big-time comedian. Usually, you can hear him all over our sister station, 97 Rock, and the Bob and Tom Show, and he is going to be swinging up to Tri-Cities as soon as they locate his airplane. So,
well, you know, and that's the beauty of flying. You know, I've flown so much. I get those smaller planes. Have you noticed the smaller the plane, the younger the pilot? I mean, this guy was young. After takeoff, all you could hear was "Wee!"
Yikes!
That is scary. And you know, actually, we've been talking a little bit about starting our own regional airline here out of Tri-Cities. Now, you've been through Tri-Cities a couple of times. You're going to be at Jack Diddley's Comedy Club. You got a show up there. Where's your show, Bob?
Show is tonight. It's one night only. It's that special. It's almost like a top secret show. Only a few people are going to be invited. And of course, Barry and Faith are on the guest list.
Uh-oh. That's better than being on the hit list. That's for darn sure.
Not unless you're a rock artist or a country artist. By the way, I've been seen on CMT many times with the Comedy Spotlight show there, too.
Oh, nice.
I've done a lot of television. Jerry Lewis Telephone the last 18 years co-hosting and stuff, and The Tonight Show, Last Comic Standing, and the Rodney Dangerfield HBO special, I did that many years ago, and they still play that to this day.
Nice.
That's nice. They haven't filmed any new episodes of that, have they?
No. Ever since Rodney died, they stopped doing them.
Yeah. I know. That was kind of an obvious one. I was waiting for you to step in that one there, Bob.
I could step right into it any time.
Hey.
Trust me, I do stand-up comedy.
That's why I'm sitting down here this morning. So I just, it's just, you know, I do it better that way. Hey, now, one of the things that you're famous for is the Bob Zaney Report. And I went to your website, bobzaney.com. I have not had a chance to come up with any, you know, really, you know, quick little witty lines to fix the joke and your Zaney Report. What's new on the Zaney Report? Do you want to give us one this morning, Bob?
Well, there's so much going on in the news all the time. By the way, speaking of L.A., the traffic out there, Dateline Hollywood, California, a driver hit a deer on the 101 freeway. Now, police said they knew it was a Hollywood deer because it had a fake rack.
That's bad.
Here's some more traffic news, because you guys heard about Carmageddon, which it was a bus, right?
Yeah, Carmageddon was
a bus,
right?
In Woodland Hills, six cars collided to a spilled load of avocados, but luckily chips were on the scene in minutes.
Nice.
Great.
Nice.
Do you guys like fun facts?
We love fun facts.
I got some fun facts you should know. This is interesting, and it's kind of scary because I travel all the time. The adult bed bug can live 550 days without eating, beating out the Olsen twins by 3 days.
Oh, man.
And this is scary. The longest recorded flight of a chicken is 13 seconds. Of course, you have to kick it just right.
Oh, jeez.
I told that joke, Faith, at a PETA meeting. I got nothing.
I was going to say, PETA's coming.
They're coming after me. I was actually just in Louisville. Where this is interesting, Colonel Sanders is from, and he's buried there, and there's a guy who dresses up like a chicken and dances on his grave every day.
You know, there's your chicken joke. There's a bunch of guys in John Deere tractors right now just laughing their butts off.
They have to. What the heck? It's going to be a great show, and I hope the folks can make it out there. It's only one night. Jack Diddley's, because, you know, a lot of people say, I don't know Jack Diddley. Well, now I do.
There you go. Hey, Bob, thanks for joining the show this morning. We appreciate it a bunch.
Thanks for having me on. You guys are the best, baby. Bye.
Bye.
The radio that turns on in the morning wakes me up.
Big Bear and Faith.
I listen every morning.
The Cord Morning Brew.
I just like it because it's a good variety.
Thanks for all the great music.
KORD.